It really is great to see you out today. I guess I'm thinking this is kind of the end of summer. You know, as much as I love fall, and I do, I just love October. But still, you know, I've never closed my pool. This is a crazy year. I closed my pool in October this year, you know. Should have left it open as much as it warmed up last week, but several weeks ago, we began a series in the book of Isaiah. And I preached from Isaiah for 2 weeks, and then Pastor Shane preached last week. And I didn't tell Pastor Shane this. Where are you? Right over there. Would you believe that you preach from the text that I had planned to preach from today, last Sunday morning? I was at home watching on the computer. First time I've watched the service, you know, first time I haven't been at church on Sunday morning since COVID started. And I'm sitting here thinking, Shane, you took my sermon for next week. So I shifted back to Isaiah, to the same text that I was going to read in reference to your sermon. So I'm actually preaching just about the same thing, but not from your parable. That was very good, and I appreciate that. But Isaiah chapter 55 says something very similar to what Jesus said in his parable that we read last week and Pastor Shane led us. And so today I want to talk to you from the book of Isaiah for a few minutes. Isaiah lived 750 years ago, and it's amazing to me how God can take a man who lived 2,750 years ago, and he can write things that are very applicable to our day and our situation and our time. And that's what I believe about the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, especially about the topic that I want to talk to you about today. It's as if God has this ability to provide an amazingly large rubber band, and he can stretch that out throughout human history, and anywhere on that band, God can speak to us from the past, from the present, from the future. I was thinking about if I could find a rubber band that would go all the way across here, but so this is the only one I have. But I was thinking how God's revelation to me is a little bit like that. How, you know, it may look one size, but then God is able to use it and do amazing things with his revelation. And Isaiah chapter 55 certainly fits that. And today I'm thankful for what he says to us there. Isaiah is a part of God's revelation, and it does tie together who Jesus was. Several weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we began looking at some of the characteristics of God in the book of Isaiah. We talked about the everlasting God. First quality we talked about is that God is absolutely eternal. And for us to realize that and look at life through the eyes of we are not eternal as God is, and what that means that God is everlasting and eternal is amazing to me. We talked about the holiness of God. God is holy. He's other. He's different than we are. There's similarities, but he is so much higher than we are. And so we understand his character. His salvation. And Isaiah talks about Jesus on the cross. And he says, God has laid on him the iniquity of us all. By his stripes we are healed. Those things that so parallel the cross were told about Jesus 750 years before he came. That amazing rubber band of God's revelation. We talked about God's justice, how God does care about justice, how relevant that is to 2020 as we try to make sense of and respond to the unrest and all the feelings that are out to in our country and what God can do with them. And then we talked about the renewing sense of God's Spirit and chapter 40, 41, and 42 in Isaiah of how God promises for those that wait on him to renew our strength. And we've got to remember that. We've got to hold on to that. Times when we feel anxious or we just feel uncertain about life and the future, to remember that God is the one that renews our strength. It's not the news of the day, whether which news you listen to. It is the strength of God that will help us to be renewed in our spirits and keep our focus where God wants us to keep it focused. If we rely on the news around us, we could go any number of directions, but God calls us to keep our eyes and our focus on Him. So this morning, coming back to Isaiah chapter 55 this time, I want to talk about three words. Three words. I imagine you're thinking, well, three words, that's not going to be a very long sermon. And I'll tell you that all three of these words are four letters long. So think about that. Three words today, four letters long. But then long also is a four-letter word, too, I realize. So, number one, I'd like you to think about for a couple of minutes the word come. Come. Isaiah chapter 55. If you have your Bible and you want to follow along, look at what God says about come. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 says, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Please listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest affair. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I want you to think about today for a couple of minutes the open arms of God and how much He loves you and loves this world and loves the people in this community and loves your family members, loves those that are lost around you, loves those that have messed up, loves those that are struggling, that are thirsty, that are hungry, how much God loves them. And He says to all of us, come. We are invited by God. It's as if God has a eternal, certainly in our time, an eternal invitation for us. God has an invitation that He puts out to everyone in this world to come. God has an invitation for you. Times in your life when you're feeling close and connected to God, that's fantastic. He's saying, come. And maybe those times in your life when you're feeling dry or you're feeling empty or you have more questions than answers, you have more problems than solutions, you have more doubts than you might another time in your life, God says to come. Come to me. Jesus said, come to me. All you who are weary and heavy laden, the invitation is to come. The parable that Pastor Shane spoke from last week is a parable about coming and how God's prepared this great banquet, and He invites us to come. I want you to know today that no matter what's going on in your life and in the people around you, remember that God has an invitation for you to come. If you were following along, you might have noticed that five times I read in those 2.5 verses, the word has come there. Come, come, come. I want you to think about and remember how important it is that you keep coming to God. You might think, well, I came to Him a while back. Maybe He touched your heart and your spirit and your life. It's been a while. Maybe you feel a little bit dry sometimes. Come back. Maybe you came to God a while back and you never sensed Him. You wondered, where is He? I just want you to hear the words, come. Come and listen to Him. Come and respond to Him. He tells the thirsty to come. Not only tells us five times to come, but here in the first verse He says, to the thirsty, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. God knows that there's a lot of places that we can go to in hard times. There's a lot of things we can listen to that reminds us that we come to the waters. We come to the one that can help us, who can give us strength, who can renew our strength. The invitation God gives is free. Can't buy salvation. You can't buy respect with God. There's nothing that you can do or give to earn the love of God. It's free. And he says here in this verse, come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. God cares so deeply about you that he provides it freely. He also tells us to come and listen. Come and listen. Not just come, but come with a heart that's seeking and open, that doesn't already know everything. We're invited to come and say, God, you speak to my heart. Speak to my life. I am listening to you. And then he tells us to come for everlasting life. It's like that banquet, that picture that I believe Shane had up last week. That table is open, and there's a seat at the table for each one of us. You know, how can God know all of us? 7 billion people, somehow he does. You know, but at his table there is a chair for each one of you. That's a big table. There's a chair that God has you in mind, and he's planned all of eternity for you. So the invitation today, this morning, is to remember to come. Come to him. The second word that I want to mention is the word seek. Certainly is similar. Seek. Listen to verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Very similar to the word come. God reminds us that as we come, we're looking for something. We're calling out to an eternal, powerful, infinite God. And so the invitation for us is to not only to approach, but be looking for God's answer in your life. Be looking for God's revelation. Be looking that God does care about you. Come, one scripture talks about approach God with faith. Approach God believing that he can help you and wants to talk to you and invite you to come to be with him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. We know God's seeking us. He tells us that in the parable of the lost sheep. We know from many references and promises of God that God's not given up on us. He's looking for us. He's looking to speak to us and help us. But here God reminds us that we have an opportunity to seek him too. To seek him too. That as we come and we watch and we look, there's an almighty God who's going to reach back for us. God's grace goes before us. It's called by different theological names. But his grace goes before you in your life. That's part of who God is. It's called prevenient grace. Some people call it that and other names. But that means that God's Spirit is already going ahead of you, almost to put his foot in your path to say, hey, listen to me, watch me, hear me. That's what God's doing. And so as we go along life and we see those promptings of God, we're reminded that he's trying to get our attention. And if we stop and listen and watch and respect and say, God, you're in charge, and God will reveal himself. Isaiah is telling us, if you respond to God, God will respond to you. If you call out to God, the scripture says, God will call out to you. God knows where you're at. He knows your need. You don't need to worry about losing God. You don't need to worry about, well, you know, God must be too busy for me. Or, you know, God's taking care of those other people. And boy, God's worried about it, and that's where he's focused. The Bible tells us that God is focused on you, no matter who you are. God is focused on you. Turn to the Lord. That's the invitation to make a decision. To turn toward him. You know, we can know about God. You can even believe that God exists. You can believe that God is who he says he is in your mind. But there's also another step. And that seems so true of me, of so many people that are religious. Even those that are Christian religious, people that go to church. They hear about God, but the third step is weaker, and that is to turn toward God and say, God, I am stepping toward you. I am leaning to you and your wisdom and your truth, what you tell me about life. I want to invite you today. Come. Seek. Turn toward God. There may be something specific today in your life that you need to turn to God about. His love goes before you. His grace, His care, His eternal values are there for you, and He invites you to turn. When 2020 hits you, keep turning to God. November the 3rd, whatever happens, turn to God. Whatever happens with all the great things in your life, and some people, this is where their trap is. They've been so favored with good things that somehow they have forgotten to keep turning toward God. And they've turned away from God. I don't mean that they've become terrible people, but really their eyes aren't on God. And some people go through hard times. It's just so hard to see God in the midst of what they do. Whoever you are today, turn to Him. Come. Seek. Turn. Two reasons why Isaiah tells us to do that, and then I'll be finished today. Two reasons. Number one is the reminder that God's ways are higher than our ways. God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, Isaiah says. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's ways higher than your ways, and God's thoughts higher than your thoughts. That's one reason to turn. Because God is so much wiser than we are. He is so much wiser than people around us, and so much wiser than Hollywood. God's ways are higher, and He tells us to turn and respond to Him. Several weeks ago, we began a focus on Isaiah and these themes and these thoughts from Isaiah. And so as we kind of leave this little series, I want to leave us with that thought of God's highest ways. He is higher than anything that we have, and His Word is more powerful. The last scripture in here, later on the chapter, I just keep just blowing on by, but I think I got back to it here. Listen to this. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God's word will last forever. His word is true. He is eternal. He is powerful. Don't think 2020 is a match for God. God's going to use 2020. I pray He uses the events in your life, the struggles in your life, the good things in your life, to show who He is, an amazing, powerful God. Turn to Him. Listen to Him. Sing with me a very familiar verse and chorus. You probably know it. I'm guessing. I think it'll be on the screen. Standing on the promises of God. Would you sing that and think about the surety of God's word? It will never return to Him void. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. I hope as we close out this summer, I don't know how long the COVID season is going to last, but keep focused on Him. He can help us, and He does, and He will. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You that You're an amazing God. Thank You that You invite us to come. Thank You that You invite us to hear, to listen. And God, You invite us to turn to You. May we keep our eyes focused on You. We know, God, that You have the right perspective. Your thoughts are higher than ours. And God, Your ways are higher than our ways. And Your word will not return void, the scripture says. It will not return empty. Help us to put our trust in who You are, not in horses and chariots, but in who You are, I pray. In Jesus' name, thank You, God, for the privilege to be here today on this very unique and cool morning. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you, everyone that's here visually and in the sanctuary and other places. It's been an interesting day, interesting week. Thank you to our tech team, again, above and beyond the call of duty to bring all this about this weekend. We're grateful, and all those that have been helping. Hope you have a great day today. God bless. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.